Employees who are victims of sexual harassment in the workplace, whether virtual or not, need to carefully follow protocol to ensure employer obligations are upheld. Well, the Global 16 Days campaign reinforces the recognition of violence against women as a human rights violation. Sexual harassment in the workplace forms part of this. And now to look at how much liability an employer has if an employee is found guilty of sexually harassing another, we're joined on the line by Peter Ninkuna, who is a director of employment law at Cliftaker Hofmeyr. Pateni, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Thank you for having me.
Pateni, let's talk about the legal responsibility of the employer in cases of this nature.
Okay, all right. So as a general basis, an employer has an obligation to ensure a safe and healthy working environment. And within the concept of safety and a healthy working environment are various considerations, including having the necessary and appropriate and relevant policies in place pertaining to harassment. Harassment is quite all-encompassing. It's not just sexual harassment. We have bullying, cyberbullying. We talk about remote working or working from home. So the cyberbullying, there are a whole lot of variety of considerations. But specific to what we're talking about today is having the necessary processes and policies in place to deal with and address sexual harassment. So that is one. Secondly, when an employee comes forward and says, I've been sexually harassed, whether by a service provider or by a colleague, it is incumbent upon employers to pay attention to that, to investigate that, and where those allegations are found, at least on the face of them, to have merit, to institute the relevant action, which would be disciplinary action against the perpetrator, and to provide the necessary and reasonable support to the victims, whether it's counseling, whether it's allowing them time off to deal with the emotional and sometimes, unfortunately, physical impact of these vicious acts. So those are some of the obligations that employers have. And also, confidentiality is quite important. You don't want to be reporting something and then your colleagues are talking about it down the passage. So it's important that these complaints are investigated promptly, dealt with promptly, and confidentiality is maintained.
Now, while many of us, Pateni, may still be working from home, the risk, of course, of sexual harassment remains both in the virtual and physical form. Let's explore this a bit, and if you can just zoom in on particularly virtual harassment here.
Okay. So virtual harassment, it's not really new. A lot of us have been using work cell phones to communicate with colleagues, with our bosses, supervisors, line managers. Sexual harassment can occur on that platform. We have emails, which are quite a common form of communication, a means of communication. For business purposes, you could be communicating with your team, you could be communicating with clients, and unfortunately, acts can be perpetrated through those platforms as well. You find somebody inviting you to dinner, somebody commenting about your physical appearance. So any means of any electronic means of rendering services can be used, unfortunately. And it's important for employers, again, to have policies on the use of IT equipment, on the use of their equipment, emails, cell phones, what are the do's and don'ts, parameters for communication. And, I mean, we are adults in the workplace. I mean, you have to show respect to your colleagues. You can't be speaking out of turn when you communicate with your colleagues. So those are some of the considerations, I would say, that you have to take into account as an employer when you allow either for a complete remote working mode of work or a hybrid mode of work.
Now, Pateni, for people who may be listening and thinking, geez, you know what, this has happened to me, I just didn't have the words to describe it, particularly with virtual harassment, how can they go about seeking assistance?
All right. So this is quite an important question, actually, because the timing of the reporting is quite critical. From an Employment Equity Act perspective, in Section 60, it speaks about an employer's liability or responsibility. which is a codification of the common law principle of vicarious liability. In simple terms, that means an employer can be held responsible for acts perpetrated by its employee. Now, when such an act occurs, an employee has an obligation to bring it to the attention of the employer and to do so immediately. Now, what is immediately? Our courts have weighed in on that and have said, no, within a reasonable time. We had cases where 2 months was considered as a reasonable delay. Recently, in September, there was a case in the labor court, Minister versus PRASA, where an employee only reported an act of sexual harassment perpetrated by two of her managers 3 years later. And the court said that that is not a reasonable delay. And you can't now want to hold the employer responsible for those acts. So it's important that when it occurs, report it immediately so that the employer can take the necessary action, which usually is to investigate and to institute the necessary action against the perpetrator.
Well, Pateni, thank you so much for joining us today and outlining what people can do on this front. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That was Pateni Nkuna, Director of Employment Law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, joining us on the line, bringing the time almost 20 minutes before 2 o'clock.